Cambridge Preliminary English Test 6 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2. This is the Cambridge Preliminary English Test, Test 3. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. How did the woman get to work?
Oh, I'm so sorry I'm late. I missed the bus. I was trying to decide whether to walk or go back and get my bike when I saw my neighbour. Luckily, he offered me a lift because he works near here.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What regular exercise does David do at the moment?
You're looking well, David. Have you been to the gym a lot recently or something?
Well, I joined a gym earlier this year, but I stopped going. It was just too difficult and expensive too. I've done a lot of swimming instead and I feel much better for it.
It shows. I'm thinking of taking up tennis again. Would you be interested in a game one day? You used to be quite good, didn't you?
Well, I haven't played for a long time, but why not?
2. Now listen again.
You're looking well, David. Have you been to the gym a lot recently or something?
Well, I joined a gym earlier this year, but I stopped going. It was just too difficult and expensive too. I've done a lot of swimming instead and I feel much better for it.
It shows. I'm thinking of taking up tennis again. Would you be interested in a game one day? You used to be quite good, didn't you?
Well, I haven't played for a long time, but why not?
2. What should Susie take to Emma's house?
Susie, it's Emma. We've got to make some paper flowers so the classroom looks nice for the end of term party. Can you come to my house this evening to help me do it? There's some paint left over from last time, but I can't find any brushes. Have you got one? Bring it if you have. And if we have a pair of scissors each, we can work faster, so don't forget yours. We'll need coloured paper, but I'm getting that from college. See you around 6.
Now listen again.
Susie, it's Emma. We've got to make some paper flowers so the classroom looks nice for the end of term party. Can you come to my house this evening to help me do it? There's some paint left over from last time, but I can't find any brushes. Have you got one? Bring it if you have. And if we have a pair of scissors each, we can work faster, so don't forget yours. We'll need coloured paper, but I'm getting that from college. See you around 6.
Three. Which kind of T-shirt did the boy choose?
Look, it's your present. Just choose a T-shirt and then you can have anything you like printed on it. They've got three types, a picture like this one with boats on, or there are some with words. And this type has shapes on it.
Well, I really don't like writing. It makes me feel like an advertisement, and those pictures are awful.
Right then, I know which one you'll choose.
Now listen again.
Look, it's your present. Just choose a T-shirt and then you can have anything you like printed on it. They've got three types, a picture like this one with boats on, or there are some with words. And this type has shapes on it.
Well, I really don't like writing. It makes me feel like an advertisement, and those pictures are awful.
Right then, I know which one you'll choose.
Four. What frightened the man?
How was your camping holiday in Africa?
Oh, fantastic. We saw all sorts of wildlife. You know, lots of lions and all that.
Wasn't it frightening with all those animals so close to your tent?
Oh, not really. To be honest, what scared me most were the bats. They flew so close at night. I thought I'd be frightened of all the other things, like elephants. But in the end, I wasn't, because we only saw them during the day, and they were mostly quite a long way away.
Now listen again.
How was your camping holiday in Africa?
Oh, fantastic. We saw all sorts of wildlife. You know, lots of lions and all that.
Wasn't it frightening with all those animals so close to your tent?
Oh, not really. To be honest, what scared me most were the bats. They flew so close at night. I thought I'd be frightened of all the other things, like elephants. But in the end, I wasn't, because we only saw them during the day, and they were mostly quite a long way away.
Five. Where is the man calling from?
Hello, Mary. Could you come and collect me? I went to a client's house by taxi and I can't get one back.
Sure. Where are you exactly?
You know the bridge over the river on the North Road? If you go over that and take the first left, you see a bar on the right. I'll be waiting there. I'm actually in the farmhouse down the road from there at the moment. Mrs. Collins has been kind enough to let me use her phone.
Fine. See you in the bar soon.
Now listen again.
Hello, Mary. Could you come and collect me? I went to a client's house by taxi and I can't get one back.
Sure. Where are you exactly?
You know the bridge over the river on the North Road? If you go over that and take the first left, you see a bar on the right. I'll be waiting there. I'm actually in the farmhouse down the road from there at the moment. Mrs. Collins has been kind enough to let me use her phone.
Fine. See you in the bar soon.
Six. How did the woman spend her last holiday?
You're looking well. How was your holiday in the mountains?
Not so good. I hurt my foot on the day I arrived, so climbing was just impossible. While everyone else was going off to the mountains, I stayed and read a book by the hotel pool. Not my idea of a good holiday.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, at least you had a good rest. Is your foot better now?
Not really. I sit and watch television a lot and try to be patient.
Now listen again.
You're looking well. How was your holiday in the mountains?
Not so good. I hurt my foot on the day I arrived, so climbing was just impossible. While everyone else was going off to the mountains, I stayed and read a book by the hotel pool. Not my idea of a good holiday.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Well, at least you had a good rest. Is your foot better now?
Not really. I sit and watch television a lot and try to be patient.
7. Where is the girl's purse?
Mum, I'm just off to the shop. Oh, wait a minute. Where's my money?
Oh, I found your purse lying on the table earlier, so I put it back in your bag.
Well, it's not in there now. Maybe it's fallen on the floor somewhere. Can you help me look under the sofa? That's where I was sitting a minute ago.
Just a minute, let me check. Oh, yes, look, it is in here after all. I told you that's where I'd put it. You just didn't look properly.
Now listen again.
Mum, I'm just off to the shop. Oh, wait a minute. Where's my money?
Oh, I found your purse lying on the table earlier, so I put it back in your bag.
Well, it's not in there now. Maybe it's fallen on the floor somewhere. Can you help me look under the sofa? That's where I was sitting a minute ago.
Just a minute, let me check. Oh, yes, look, it is in here after all. I told you that's where I'd put it. You just didn't look properly.
That is the end of part 1.